Dude, you made me wait so long. I'm worried my AirPods are going to go flat by the time this episode finishes.
What?
Fucking sitting here watching Oasis
I
videos on
had
my
to.
phone for 20 minutes.
Oh, you're one of those good people. I just had trouble getting the camera going. It takes
Your beautiful new camera.
a bit of effort to look this good. Do
Yeah, fair enough.
you
What's
know who I
involved?
recommended this camera today?
Who?
I reckon.
I can guess. Adam
Your
Schell.
mate, no, Christian Vovsky, whatever his fucking name is.
I don't think I know who you're talking about when you say that, but I know
He
I
knows
should. It
you.
sounds like he knows me, but
He knows
might be one
you.
of those ones. Yeah.
Christian Livolsi.
Hey,
Definitely. He definitely knows you.
we've got a correction to make after last week's episode.
We do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I'm doing it in
So,
style because I've got a one of these.
oh, good on you. Yeah, what do you got there?
Got a little range. Well, I had the Range Hazy Pale just before this, and then I've got the Range Hazy IPA right now. I went to the
Yep.
bottle shop at Emerald Lakes, which I've talked about here before. I thought maybe there was a decent bottle shop near my house. And they've got like 50 fucking range beers in there.
Yeah, right.
They've got the
That's
whole
good.
range of range. So
Okay.
and it's only Ju that's a July batch. So
The
there you go.
whole range of rage.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, so just to clarify, last week on the show, we were sort of going through Instagram because we were looking to try and find some information about the Queensland IPA Cup. And we all had our phones out on Instagram and we couldn't find Range at Range Brewing. We could find the bar and the former bar in Melbourne, but we couldn't find Range Brewing. And it just so happened, we got a message from Matt MacGyver the next morning. He goes, guys, no, we didn't block you because it's just our account got suspended. And that would explain things. It's like I couldn't find them with any of my accounts. You couldn't find them with your account, your dog's account, your coffee account, all the other fake accounts and all that sort of stuff that you have. Because just at that moment we were looking is right at the time when Range got zucked,
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's
basically.
terrifying, isn't it, for them? They got
Oh my
27,000
God.
followers. Like, Jesus.
Yeah. It was only short-lived though, wasn't it? Are we back? Am I
Oh,
back on
yeah. No, they're
Range?
back. They were back, I think, the next day. He messaged
Yeah,
us and
didn't take them long.
no, it didn't
It's
take
really
long.
interesting. Like in the Tucky Moore group, there's quite a few people who are getting insta banned as well.
Right.
And then getting put back on and that sort of thing. So their AI must be a bit of a conniption at the moment.
Yeah, we got you remember when Facebook very briefly banned news sites in Australia
Yes.
a couple of years
Yeah.
ago? We got classified as a news site. So the Black Ops account was taken down by Facebook. I don't think it was Instagram. I think it was only Facebook. And for whatever,
Yep.
you know how they miscategorized a bunch of people? Like they took Brews News down
Yeah.
and stuff, but they also took down a couple of breweries that they kind of decided were news. So we lost our Facebook account for about a week. And I was like, this is pretty shit because like Facebook's pretty active for us. It's quite shit to build something up over, in Ranger's case, like I don't know how many years, 6, 7 years, and then just have it taken away.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm happy we're not blocked. I did legitimately think we were blocked.
No, we weren't blocked. It just got zucked. And it was only temporary. So coming up this weekend is the Queensland IPA Cup. Lots of breweries. I know we've spoken about it before, but I'll be there because I just bought a couple of tickets. And so should you, if you're listening to this, go and buy some tickets to the Queensland IPA Cup at Range Brewing this Saturday from midday. It's like an invitational event where lots of breweries brew an IPA. So Cuzzy's done one. Fuck knows what he's put in. It's probably Sabro in it, no doubt. No one Cuzzy.
I've got a bit of
And
Sabro. Yeah, I'm looking to line up now. The Range, Felons, Green Beacon, Working Title, Future Magic, Sea Legs, Helios. There's a fucking shitload of breweries on here, so they figured it
Yeah,
out.
cool.
Moffat Beach. Yeah. So they definitely figured out how to get enough people getting a beer made for it.
Yeah, so it should be. So it should be a good day out. It's Riverfire that day as well. So you can go to that and then piss off to Riverfire after that.
Is Riverfire like a cheap peasant version of the air show on the Gold Coast? Is that pretty much where Riverfire is?
Yeah, pretty much.
We just had
All we
the
can
air show the other
afford.
week. It's fucking awesome. It's like the best
Yeah.
day
My brother
ever.
went down to that, so he's a big
Oh, yeah.
aviation nut.
Yeah.
And well, he owns a plane, so I suppose that
Yeah.
makes him an aviation nut. And he went down to that and loved it.
Did he pay for a ticket to it, or did he just go down and watch it sort of
He
from the
just sat
beach?
on the beach.
That's what
Why
we
would you,
do.
where would you go to pay to watch it?
Well, you pay, like the idea is like the people who put it on obviously sell tickets to it, but they have a section of the beach that you have to pay to get into. But then the whole rest of the Gold Coast is obviously public beach. So I mean,
Right.
every year we've just gone down out the front of surfers, like right where the paid section ends, and just sit there, and
Yeah.
it's fucking the same thing, and it's free. It's amazing.
Yeah, right.
The
Okay.
best free event you'll ever go to in your life.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, I might do that next year.
Yeah, it's so fun. Every year we're like, we should like pay for it this year and go to the paid section. Then we're like, why would we when we can
Why
just
would
go
you
here for
bother?
free? But it looks like a
I
good
got a
time out on the
beer.
boats, though.
I've got a beer. I've got something low carb.
Oh, is this a lot? Oh, there we go. Oh, look at that
I
camera.
got
That's
the.
fucking wild.
How fucking sexy is that?
That's crazy. All right, let's do that and let's do the. Wait, how do we do you and me side by side? What is happening right now?
Gallery view, mate.
I've already got that one. I've already got your photo. You can stop doing your fucking thumbs up. I've got.
I'll bring
Remember,
myself back.
it's an audio podcast. See, I don't know how to do this view thing. I can only see you. Oh, wait, here we go. Here we go. Oh, multi-speaker. No, we don't want that.
No,
What's the
you go
best?
to view and then gallery view.
Okay, but if it's on speaker view, right, the actual
Yeah,
video
it'll
that's getting produced
automatically.
should be showing me because I'm
It
talking
switches
now,
to the
right?
speaker and all that sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that actually works, but. Let's go multi-speaker. You know what? We should just do that. Why wouldn't we just do that? And then I could just share every video we ever do. We'll just be perfect freaking vertical format. Can we do that? Is that weird?
You can do whatever you want.
I'm not editing
You're
videos.
the one who does the editing, so.
Too fucking hard. I'm not doing that shit. Okay. Good. How's your beer?
This is actually really good. Low carb, full flavored. What's the ABV? How many
Wait,
standos is
sorry. After
this?
all of that, I wanted to get a screenshot of you and me side by side, so I've got the bloody range beer in the photo. So
Oh,
let's try and
right,
do that.
okay.
Hang on. Oh, Jesus Christ. Here we go. All right, your
Could I
camera's
bring
so much better
myself
than
into
mine.
focus? Oh.
I mean, not for the photo, but for the video, yeah. All right.
Yeah, low carb, 1.2 standos. Hey. There you go.
What?
1.2 standos.
Oh yeah, not totally missed that. Okay, nice,
Fucking hell.
very good.
Only 92 calories because I'm watching my figure.
Yeah, oh, there you go. I wonder how many calories I've got. Oh, we need the energy labeling on here to know.
Don't we?
It's good. This is fucking good. This beer.
They do make some lovely beers off the range, eh?
Oh yeah. All right.
And send, also, don't forget last night at Brewski tomorrow night too.
Oh yeah.
It's their
Okay.
last night,
Did they
so
do the
just,
auction
you
thing?
know,
Has that happened already or is
they
that tomorrow
happened
night?
last week. Yep.
Oh, okay. Yep.
So get in there, go and show some support for the last hurrah for Brewski, before they go and open their bottle shop down in the valley, near the Valley
Yeah.
train station, and go and No doubt, Matty Emerson's sitting on some spectacular Imperial Stouts. So just drink them.
That sounds like a
Drink
good
the
time.
Imperial Stout.
I do miss Brisbane sometimes. We don't do that shit on the Gold Coast.
No. But you got the air show.
We've got the air show, and I'm excited about that. But yeah. Right. So I didn't really understand this article, but I'm hoping you're all over it. Mighty Craft is
Nah.
back in business, as far as I can tell from this fucking article, and they're going to do a docker with
Have you
either
got
half a
the
cent in the
whole
dollar or
thing?
1 cent in the dollar.
Have you got the whole article, or did it paywall you?
No, I've got the whole article, but the AFR's it's a weird publication. They make shit up a lot of the time, I feel. But yes, I've got the whole article.
I don't. Do you
Oh, you
subscribe to
don't?
AFR?
No, I don't either anymore. I'm poor. I used to when I was
Okay.
rich.
Nah, couldn't see it. Can you give me
I'll chuck
the
it. Yeah,
lowdown?
I'll chuck it in the doc. But there's also I just put in the show notes. If you look at the show notes, have a look in there. There's also a Business News Australia article. But creditors are owed $40 million. They're going to be paid
Yep.
half to 1 cent in the dollar, basically zero. But it does say they're They're
it's a
going
Docker.
to trade. Yeah. It's a pure asset management to keep Mighty Craft operating. So
Yeah, you know why that is.
I don't know. Tell me what the fuck is going on. There
It's
better be a
to
share.
it's 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 a it's to hold better beer, yeah.
Yeah. So what happens? They just.
They keep negotiating to sell better beer, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Man, what a fucking shit show. But they also mentioned Kangaroo. Administrator said in a report that another of the company's assets, Kangaroo Island Spirits business, would be able to continue under the pure asset management's proposal. And it would preserve value in the shares of Better Beer. So I guess they close everything and run those two brands. $40 million gets burnt. No one
Yeah.
cares. I don't know. Does
No one
anyone care anymore?
cares.
I don't fucking understand.
Don't
I don't
understand
understand how these
anymore.
companies can just collapse owing millions and millions of dollars and no one fucking
And
cares.
keep their asset.
No one goes to jail. Nothing. Everything's sweet.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't get it. Shares went from, I think it said, oh, the Business News Australia one mentioned the shares. I think they were 50 cents a share when they started and then they were half a
Half a
cent a
cent.
share, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now obviously zero if you're a shareholder because you get nothing. All shareholders get wiped and then creditors get basically wiped and they still own Better Beer shares and try to sell them, I guess.
Wonderful.
But yeah, here's a good news story. What else we got on this? You got
Yeah.
anything?
What are we gonna hear? Endeavor up 3%. EDG.
Yeah, so we've got
Gonna
Endeavour,
say.
who our listeners probably know, but Coles and Woolies own all of the bottle shops in the country, pretty much.
Yes.
Endeavour is the
Yep.
brand that broke away from Coles. They own Dan Murphy's and BWS, amongst others. Coles own Liquorland and a whole bunch of other
First
ones.
choice.
First Choice and
Vintage sellers.
Vintage Cellars. They're about a third of a quarter of the size of Endeavour or something. That Endeavour are much bigger.
Yeah, massive.
But both have grown over the year. Although I didn't fully understand the numbers in here because I think like if you've grown 3%, you haven't really grown, right? Because like inflation's more than 3%. So
That's right, yeah.
it is actually funny. Like the Endeavour results are pretty good. Like the business is still very profitable. It's growing slightly. Their own brands are going very well. I've got a whole bunch of new 400 new products under the Pinnacle banner.
Yeah, man, it's amazing.
And
It's kind of like turning into the Aldi of liquor.
yeah. Well, Coles and Woolies were ripping off brands long before Aldi were.
Yeah, of course, but
Yeah.
they're just like going, oh, look what they're doing. Let's just do that.
Yeah. But I mean, it's interesting, isn't it, that there's a lot of talk about how fucked the market is. Someone's buying $12 billion worth of alcohol.
Exactly.
You know? Can't be that fucked.
Exactly. Yeah, $1.1 billion profit. Yeah, not bad. Not
Yep,
bad
get a
at
bit of
all.
cash. It also
Not
says in here
cash.
their members, was it this one? They've got 5.4 million active members of their Dan Murphy's membership.
Everybody shops at Dan's.
It's a fucking big number. Like, how many adults are there in Australia? Like, 10 million? 15 million? I don't fucking know.
How many people in Australia?
Well, how many adults? How many people who are likely to go to Dan Murphy's? Like, 15 million?
Yeah, something like that.
So a third of the population has a Dan Murphy's membership? That's pretty good going. That's not bad.
We go all right.
Yeah.
We
Have
go
you
all
got a Dan
right.
Murphy's membership?
No, I don't. Must
Really?
be one of the. No, do you?
Yeah. If you go in there, you just give me a phone number and you get
What do
discounts
you
and shit.
get?
Discounts.
I don't shop there enough.
You don't, but it's free. It's not like an amount of effort or money's required. It's a free thing.
No, I just still don't shop there enough, you know?
Yeah, no, that's smart.
I mean, I do buy alcohol, but I would say that I mostly would shop at BWS more than Dan Murphy's. There's no Dan
Yeah.
Murphy's around here.
Well, BWS also have a rewards thing.
Yeah.
You've probably got that one, right? That's different, though.
No.
You don't have that either. You don't have the BWS
No.
app.
I know I should get that one because,
100%.
like Jack Daniel's is they charge $65 a bottle, but it's 55 with the BWS membership.
Dude, you are obviously way too rich if you don't care about $10 for just downloading an app.
Just make it rain.
You've been to too many Taki Moore conferences. Fucking tough out there, Hendo. Grab these discounts, man.
King, King, King.
All right.
I
US craft
love this
beer
headline
trends.
here. I love this headline here. Everyone is drinking everything.
Yeah, well, this is I don't know. I had to skim through this. There's nothing all that crazy about this, to be honest. Most people who drink beer are men. Most of them are white.
Yeah.
Some people
Oh,
like
this is the
fruity shit.
trends.
Some people like crispy shit.
Yeah. What do they say here? Craft beer drinkers account for 48% of total beverage alcohol drinkers. Okay, that's weird.
How do you feel about this statement? Because you're a beer judge, you know about all the flavor profiles in this, right?
Sure.
The universally most liked flavor, universally most liked flavor among 48% of respondents is crisp.
Chit chat.
You feel like it's good? Is that good? Is that a good
Who doesn't
flavor?
love a crispy boy?
Would you describe that beverage there as crisp? Fair enough. How would you describe what a crisp flavor tastes like? You know, like if it's fruity, you could
It's
be
a
like, you know, you can mention some
crisp
fruits as a
is a, it
flavor.
means a slight acidity. That's all
Okay.
it means.
So it's like
It's
puckery,
just a
not
little
puckery.
no. Crisp is not sour, not getting
Not
on the
sour.
bordering on sour. Crisp is the next step before, towards sour.
It's like in between water and sour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You like that as a flavor. You love your lagers.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I do.
You're not alone. There you go.
Yeah. Mindful drinking. Here we go.
Oh, God.
Which mindful drinking choices are you more interested in now compared to a few years ago? Low calorie, low carb, organic.
Organic's a fucking scam. Sorry.
People think organic means healthy.
When I bought this coffee business, we had one blend that was organic, and they used to sell the shit out of it as their organic blend. And I was like, how organic is this? Because I can see what goes into it. And 70% of the blend was just normal Colombian green bean that we put in other
Really?
coffees. And 30% was this Colombian single origin green bean that was at one point talked about as being organic, and then but it wasn't certified organic. So then I started looking into it, and basically you just call anything organic if it's got any percentage of anything organic in it. But you can't call it certified organic unless the product is actually certified organic.
Certified
But
organic, yeah.
I can
But
put
organic
one
basically just
green bean.
means that it's like there's no fertilizers or pesticides and all that sort of stuff.
Right, but if you're
It doesn't mean that it's
blending.
healthier for you.
No, definitely not. But it's one of those words that means nothing anymore, because if you're blending something that's got no pesticides versus something that's got fuckloads of pesticides, and you only have to put 5% of the thing with no pesticides in it, then you get 95%
He called
pesticides
that. Yeah,
anyway.
exactly.
Calling
Talk
it
about value for
organic.
money. Value for money.
Anyway, all right, what else we got? A
Oh.
carbon neutral, I suppose, is probably one of these bullshit things.
Yeah. Well, been there.
Yep. We've done our research on that one. That's mad that organic remains popular. How about the local ingredients?
Define local ingredients.
Exactly. That's
Any
something
of
that
your
you took.
coffee's local ingredients?
Fuck no.
Where does most of your coffee come from?
Brazil, Ethiopia, Colombia.
You ever feel like you want to go one year?
If I was with the right people, I don't like traveling. I
Yep.
would go if I had
What
a
about
good
to Ethiopia?
experience. No, I've no interest in going there.
What about Brazil?
I would go anywhere with the right people. There's a guy who does coffee down the Gold Coast who's got part ownership in a farm in Colombia, and he posts lots of videos about his trips back there, and that looks like fun. He seems like a good dude. If I could go with him, I'd probably do it.
Go to
But
Colombia.
yeah, that would be fun. It's not really a thing. I mean, there are Australian. There's a coffee plantation up at Tambourine that sells a lot of their own coffee. There's one in Byron Bay that sells some,
And
not Byron
as
Bay
in they're
coffee.
growing it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Coffee's quite
right.
easy to grow. You can grow it on the Gold Coast. You can grow it anywhere, but it's
Yeah, right.
generally better at certain altitudes. But
Okay.
it's more the price, to be honest. Like coffee is very, very, very price driven.
It's a bulky product as well.
Yeah.
And it's
And
on the stock, it's on the Chicago's Commodities Exchange and that sort of thing.
yeah, you can watch the price go up and up and up and up. It's fucking shit. But let's
Does it
not get
ever go
into
down?
that. Not in my time of owning a roastery, that's for sure. Fuck me. Let's not talk about my work. I'll fucking lose it. It's been a tough year. It's been a tough year, Hendo. Fucking hell.
Oh dear.
All right, let's do some HR, I reckon.
Yeah, I
What do you
reckon. Let me
reckon?
just drag this over. Let's have a look here. I'll share the screen. Where are you? Share screen.
Trying to think if there's any copyright audio. I don't think
Share
there
screen. Share
is.
sound. Yeah, I'll share
Do the
sound.
share sound. See what we're working with.
All right, we're good.
Yep.
Hendo reacts. Hendo reacts. Grab a beer, just sit back. It's time to relax.
Okay, the shout reduced discretionary spending
Oh, and I
challenges
fucked that. I
Coles
fucked it up.
liquor.
That's a mistake.
Oh, is that this is what we just did?
Yeah, ditch that. That's a mistake.
Should I react to this?
No. This is bullshit. Oh, I
Okay,
hope I left
HR
the.
two, Ben
Oh, wait,
Fenwick.
no, I think I missed the one I meant to put in there.
I'll
Wait,
go
wait, wait.
paste it in there and I'll do this one
Yeah,
here.
yeah.
Instagram.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, this is the one I wanted. All right, HR1. Fuck this Coles bullshit. There we go. HR1 has been fixed.
Cleaning the gutters.
Right. Anything for you, hon.
All right, this is Ben Fenwick has sent this to us.
He's sitting on the roof and
Cleaning the
he's cracked a
gutters.
beer.
Yeah, I'm realigning the satellite dish.
It's a good one.
Hey, it's fixing a leak in the roof.
Even better.
No, I'm really fixing a leak. I'm good.
Thanks for cleaning the.
Okay, classic beer ads.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This
Very
is,
good. Very good.
do you remember the sharpening the mower blades one? That was obviously
Yes.
made as a kind of copy of that one, right? I hadn't seen that one before. That's probably
Yeah,
came
no, that
from,
was good.
I'm
That
guessing.
was good. This YouTube, HR1.
Here we go. This is old mate and his beer collection.
Maine has a lot of beer lovers, but probably not to the level of the man from Delaware we're about to meet.
His collection of beer cans, bottles, and growlers takes up his
Oh God, here we
basement.
go.
Tim Furlong
Here
got
we
to see the
go.
collection for himself.
You've never seen
Got
anything
a
like it.
growler
Paul and
collection.
Debbie have a nice house
What a
inside and out,
weirdo.
but head for the basement of their Middletown, Delaware
Yeah, I
home.
don't know about the
Going down
growler
there?
Collection. Look at
You go
that.
first.
And you
That's
will find
trash.
this many beer cans and bottles and growlers.
It's just.
6,189.
So when somebody sings 99 bottles of beer on the wall,
Yeah, like,
did he
not
just
even
fart?
close.
Paul started
I think
collecting
I
in
heard a fart. I think I heard a
1969 cans
fart.
and bottles
Should I
of
rewind
Sam
that?
Adams.
Probably not.
Yes, old ones
Segment's going to
too.
go for long enough as it is.
1930s old.
These are my
Man, imagine cleaning
It's
all these
just trash.
cans.
And this is Budweiser, first can out of Newark, New Jersey.
As far as
Whoa.
organizing his collection,
That's
well,
pretty
there's no
cool.
sort of brewery decimal
Well, he's
system,
got a
but there is a
train hanging from the
strategy.
I kind of keep the
Wow.
breweries together, but if I get a new A can, I got to move 6,000 down the row. You can't do that.
Paul is a member of the Beer Can
Beer
Collectors of
Collectors of
America, which is
America.
a real thing. He even gets their
This
magazine.
is a real
In the
thing.
basement, beer is
What?
everywhere, including hanging
What?
from the ceiling, on the walls, and yep,
Wow.
you got bathroom beers too.
Potty
Oh, yeah.
pilsners are
Oh,
a real
dear.
thing in this
Wow. Yeah,
district.
no. I didn't
There
know
is a
that.
train that
Oh, there's
rolls
a
into town.
train.
Each car a different brewery. Now, for the sad part, every
Wow.
beer in here is empty, so they don't spoil and explode on the walls. And no,
That's
Paul
fair.
didn't drink every single beer here himself.
Well,
Oh no, I'll
that's a
come home
lightweight.
many
What a
days and there'll
lightweight.
be
Yeah.
two empty
You're
cans
doing
in my
Paul.
mailbox. There'll be three by the front steps. Everybody knows I collect.
So you can see he
Too
is
many bottles
literally
and needs more cans, I
a
feel.
wall
many
for beer.
bottles.
So where would you go next? Well, behind this secret beer
Oh,
wall,
here we
there's a
go.
secret beer closet that will soon be
Oh,
lined
come
with
out of the
shelves
closet.
for all
Jesus
these cans
Christ.
just sitting here waiting for their turn to be displayed.
Yingling is my beer of choice.
Paul loves his Yingling, but he loves his wife Debbie even more. He should. She's got to be the world's most understanding spouse.
I absolutely am.
As long as the collection stays in the basement, she's cool.
Fucking awesome.
Yes, she doesn't even like beer, but she loves a happy husband.
I enjoy it through his eyes. I see how much pleasure it gives him, and you know, when we have people down here and he goes to look for a bottle or a can, just how excited he gets about talking.
Oh, people come down, they come down here and they say, wow, it's like a museum.
How many people go down there and then never turn up in life ever again after going down there?
If you see him out somewhere, buy him a beer, or at least give him your empty can or bottle.
I tell you what, I went down to that, if I went down to that basement, I don't know if I would go, wow, I'd go, why?
I want to know the cleaning regime for all the dust and shit that gets in between those bottles.
Oh my God, exactly. Holy moly. Look, good on him. There are people out there like that sort of thing, and good on him, but just weird. Absolutely weird. I'm going on TikTok. Saw Radzi on there this morning.
Nice. How's your TikTok going?
Strong? Terrible.
Okay.
This is the top five number of beers to drink.
This is good.
I saw this on Twitter this morning, and I have a completely different list than Harrison Gordo 13. Number five for me personally is going to be 7 beers. 7 beers is the no man's land of
beers. He's drinking the top number of beers to drink.
Either accept that you're going to have a hangover tomorrow for no reason, or you push the pedal to the metal. Number four for me is going to be 5 beers. 5 beers sounds nice in theory, but it doesn't actually exist. You see, if you have a 6-pack and you drink 5 of them and you have one left over, what are you going to do? Not drink it?
That's a good point.
Exactly.
So after you have that 6-pack.
And if you've got a 4-pack, you're cracking another one. You're not going to just have one.
The danger zone. Number 3 for me is going to be 3 beers. 3 beers is actually a performance-enhancing drug. It's the thinking man's number of beers. Wheels are greased, the nerves are gone, and you're feeling nothing but confidence. If I ever had to perform surgery, I would drink 3 beers. I think Einstein came up with the theory of relativity after 3 beers. Number 2 is going to be 12 beers. This is the party number of beers. You're pretty buckled here, but it's manageable. This is the number of beers you want if you have a long drive ahead of you. Number 1 for me is going to be 4 beers. 1 pregame, 2 while you're there, 1 postgame. It's efficient. It gets the blood moving. If you have a 6-pack, you know you got 2 left over, you avoid the 5 beer conundrum. I think this list is pretty unimpeachable, but feel free to leave your feedback.
Very, very, very good.
What are your thoughts on that? What's your list? What's your number one?
I actually would agree with him.
Yeah.
Except I just got this Young Henry's out of the fridge and it was the last beer in a 6-pack, so I actually drank 5 beers. Oh, no, it wasn't me personally. I had my brother here last week.
Right.
He drank them. So, yeah. Thank God for that. I'm not a weirdo.
Yeah, 4's the good number, I feel.
4's the good number, I think. Yeah, exactly. All right, TikTok.
I'm like, I'm leaving here with some.
When you decide to hang on, it says here when you go to a pub and decide the glass you get in your pint would look better in your kitchen. Oh my God.
I'm like, I'm leaving here with some. You know what I mean? I'm from around the way. I'm leaving with some.
That's quality.
I don't condone stealing glasses.
No, I'm not a glass stealer either.
But everybody's stolen glasses, including you.
I've got a pint glass still from a decade ago that was stolen.
I've stolen glasses from Oktoberfest and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
All right, Facebook, here we go. Oh my God.
Okay, you got to talk us through
the motorcycle. Yeah, it's basically a dirt bike. Should probably not play the music. Basically, it's a dirt bike that's on
the CRF. Have you seen this, by the way?
This is the first time I saw it earlier this week.
Oh, okay.
Holy shit, it's a four-wheeler as well. So basically, it's a dirt bike with circular saw blades as the wheels. And now he's cutting a log. But he's basically traveling on ice. That just looks, I mean, motorcycling is dangerous enough without turning the wheels into circular saw blades. You know what I mean?
So this is real, do you think?
Yeah, it's real. Yeah.
This is fucked up.
Yeah, the four wheel is pretty good.
That's sick.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
I mean, you're going to die if you ride one of those, like guaranteed.
If you fall off, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But it's impressive nonetheless. Very, very cool.
Oh, what do you think of the F1 news? Logan Sargeant getting replaced.
Oh, had to happen, I think.
Yeah, no, but he's getting replaced just for the rest of this season by some random dude, yeah. And then that's it.
Yeah, that's right. He got shown the door. Yeah.
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 Amazing.
You know, like, he's very expensive to keep around.
Oh, yeah, it keeps crashing.
Yeah.
Doesn't help.
Yeah, it was very expensive. What's his name on YouTube? Aidan Millward. Millward. You should watch him on YouTube.
All right.
And he's very good about talking about motorsport and stuff like that, particularly Formula One. And yeah, he spoke about why he went and how much he was costing and all that sort of stuff. And yeah, it's just like he just had to go.
Well, in the Drive to Survive,
not having him go, like at the end of the Spa and the break, that's a big decision, you know.
No, the decision was last year.
That's,
I think.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like they made that. They could have made that decision after Spa, and given the new guy Colapinto 4 weeks, 5 weeks to prepare. But instead, he's going to rock up to Monza.
Oh, I see Friday. What you're saying. Right. Yeah, I mean, that's fucking weird. But the weird thing is, to me, is that they didn't make the decision last year because it was pretty obvious last year that obviously it was his first year, but you kind of know when someone comes in. Like Piastri's come in, he's underperforming in relation to his teammate, but everyone knows he's fucking good. You're not worried he's going to lose his job, right? But when Sargeant came in, he was shit ass.
Yeah.
And he was underperforming against a guy who wasn't really regarded as being particularly good. He sort of is now. But in that Drive to Survive season, they had a big thing about James Vowles and how he'd become the new principal of Williams and how he was backing his guy, Logan Sargeant, and all of this. And the whole time I was thinking, why are you keeping this guy? He's fucking shit. Like, get someone good. And he kept him. And now they just ditch him in the middle of the year for some guy who's only going to do 5 or 6 races. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have had a driver this season for the entire season. I mean, if they did, yeah. They probably wouldn't have got Sainz. But
there's a really, it's when you speak about Oscar Piastri and Logan Sargeant, you know, they used to race together or against each other.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me. They were racing against each other.
Let me see if I can find the Wikipedia page. Because Formula 3, here we go.
I've got another beer here, by the way. Hound and Stagalicious.
I'm going there next week, so.
You are?
Or a week after next or something like that, so.
To Hound and Stag?
Yeah, we're doing a field trip.
Oh, fucking.
Monday week.
Wait, let me know.
Why? What do you mean?
We'll catch up. I can hang out.
Well, we can.
Yeah.
If you want.
Well, I mean, it doesn't sound like you want to.
No, I'm down. Where's the fucking results? God damn it. Oh, here we go.
Just tell me what you want to tell me, Hendo.
So basically, when Oscar Piastri and Logan Sargeant were racing against each other in Formula 3, Logan Sargeant got more points.
Right. But this might be one of those handpicked stats that there could have been a lot of complicated factors. Yeah. Here's the stat I want. I don't know if you can bring this up, but I would. When Ricciardo lost his drive, right, he was driving for McLaren and he was driving with Lando, right?
Hmm.
That's right. So I want to know the stat. And then basically after he lost his drive, he was regarded from that point forward as being not the best driver. He was kind of like he was a hype driver when he was at Red Bull. He was the only one that was close to Max.
Yes.
After he lost his drive to McLaren, he kind of went down this disastrous slope in his career and has never been the same since. I want to know the delta between him and Lando compared to the delta between Lando and Piastri, because Piastri is still regarded as a really, really awesome driver and an awesome prospect, yet he's continually getting beaten by Lando.
Right.
And I wonder if he's getting beaten by Lando more than Ricciardo was, or if that's even close.
Well, there's a fundamental difference there, though, right? Because
what's the difference?
Piastri's getting podiums.
Yeah.
And Ricciardo was not. Ricciardo barely.
No, but the McLaren wasn't good back then. Neither of them were getting podiums.
Yeah, but But now that the McLaren is good and they're both getting podiums and yeah. they're about to have a serious run at the Constructors' Championship and give Red Bull a run for their money, changes the game, you know?
I guess if you're getting the result for the team, then you stay in the drive. But
doesn't matter, you know? Doesn't matter who's ahead of who.
Yeah, but my point is I think Piastri's going to have to make some improvements because...
I'd agree.
Yeah.
He's his second season, isn't it?
Second season, yeah.
And he's got it, and his second season, he's got a win under his belt.
Yeah, but it was a
Oh. No. That win was
one
of, you can go.
One of those, yeah. Not really. It was,
but he would have won it. He would have won it had he had been pitted first by his team that race.
Yeah, but if his auntie had balls, she'd be his uncle. You know. So, can you believe how much Lando won that race by? You know, that was a record for this year.
20 or something seconds.
22 seconds.
That's great. I love the racing this year.
Crazy.
This season's been awesome.
But doesn't that blow your mind that Lando Norris at this point of the season is winning races by
22 seconds ahead of
Max
Red Bull.
Has won the entire year?
Loving it. Loving it. Fucking you reckon Max crazy. Will go to Mercedes?
Who is going to Mercedes? I would love to know.
It's not been decided.
No. Well, I mean, you'd think that Antonelli must be in the mix because otherwise Williams probably would have. Well, no, they wouldn't, would they? Because they've already got their driver for next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it. No, I don't think Max is going to Mercedes next year. Mm. But
it's interesting.
Red Bull are Red Bull are not they're not in a good spot, are they?
No. I reckon they're going to lose the constructors.
Yeah. He'll still win the driver's championship, though. He's just so good and so consistent. He'll come second in every single race. And
yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's have a look at
give
these
me 12 questions.
We're earlier tonight, so we might not have as many, but let's see what we're working with.
Don't tag, incidentally, people in the Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/BossandTheBrewer. Don't tag me in the comments because I'm not supposed to read the 12 questions.
Exactly.
Like yeah, Dan reads the questions. So just ask your damn question. Use the right punctuation. And yeah. I'll hear it. You don't have to tag me.
Just add a colon in. As long as there's a colon, I'm happy. If yeah. everything
question
else is
colon.
Grammatically incorrect, I don't
comment colon if you need to, if you must.
Yeah.
Keep them semicolons away. Gross.
Yeah, don't touch the semicolons. And the capitalization, just be careful with that. But it's fun. But we will take any questions because the questions
or
are...
Or the Oxford comma.
By the way, we've only got 8 episodes left. So if you want to ask either me or Hendo a question...
You better hurry up.
Better fucking hurry up. Right, Paul James, question colon. He did it right. Did Dan and Aaron rehome the rooster, that's a rooster, or just abandon it in the random farm? We are in the process of assimilating our two young chickens, one of which has made some noises that chickens don't generally make and has some flaps on him that chickens don't generally have, and we're assimilating them into the other chickens that are older and more established, and they're in like a little halfway.
What do you mean,
at the moment,
making sounds that chickens don't make?
Well, chickens kind of just go, you know, or when they're little, they sound like little birds. You know what I mean?
Right. What sounds this chicken making?
Well, he made this one sound. He only made it once, but it sounded like a lot, like sort of like. Like that sort of sound, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah.
So, have you not sexed your chickens?
Well, that's not really how it works. You buy the baby ones.
Yeah.
And then you fuck around and find out, you know what I mean?
But they do that when they're like, if you're at a chicken farm.
Yeah.
They get sexed.
What does that mean?
That someone looks at their clacker and goes, boy, girl, boy, girl.
No, when they're big enough, when they're chickens.
No. People can sex, but chicks.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we definitely got ripped off if that's the case then, because we got given. Well, we just bought it from when my son's mate from school.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, obviously he's a bad chicken sexer.
Well, I guess I could ask him if he's been chicken sexing.
Ask what sort of experience he has sexing chickens.
Yeah, well, I definitely am going to ask that, and I fucking will. Anyway, the chickens are good. They're living in harmony. Actually, the black one, Travis Scott, who once made the noise that chickens shouldn't make and has some extra flaps that chickens shouldn't have, he constantly tries to fight the other bigger ones. So I've got them separated by like a bit of mesh, but we're trying to get them in together.
A cage fight.
Well, no, we want
it's like UFC, but for chickens.
We want them to get along. It's a pleasant environment out at Darren's garden, and we want the fucking chickens to get along. I've also planted some of Adzi's chili seeds. He tells me now's the time to do it.
So yeah, good, good.
It's all happening.
Let's
all right.
Get ready to rumble.
Mick Wust. Have you seen the video? I don't know if you get this kind of fucked up shit on your Twitter, but there's a video of a guy who he's like brings his like cock in for cockfighting. His chicken. He's sorry. Anyway, it's called cockfighting. I don't know. And it's got the little blade on its leg, and the other one's got a little blade on its leg. And the chicken like fucks around. He drops it and it's flapping around and it cuts his leg, and the dude just pisses out blood. And the caption indicates that the guy might have. Life might have been ended as a result of that little misfortune.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I think the caption was the chance of you putting a chicken into a cockfight and instead of fighting it slashes your main vein and you die are never quite zero. You know, the never quite zero kind of caption.
That's silly.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not on Twitter.
Yeah. Do you ever see the people getting harmed by animals when they're trying to fuck with animals and just kind of think good, or you just stay away from it?
No.
Like if they're fucking with a bull and the bull like fucks them up, you're kind of like, yeah, suck it.
No, not really. Not my jam.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, Mick Wust, what did Hendo think of my book? In brackets, did you think running away to Fiji would get you out of telling me, you sneaky fuck? He didn't actually say sneaky fuck. He said sneaky rat.
Okay.
Yeah, I added the fucking...
Do I have the book?
Well, we've got a PDF version of it that he DM'd us on Facebook.
Oh, okay. I was supposed to read it on the plane. That's right.
Well, you obviously didn't.
Yeah, no, I didn't read it on the plane. I was, what was I doing? I was in business class, businessing.
Yeah. Well, I feel like you're bragging.
Got like an upgrade on business class.
Okay.
So I did business.
What are these points thing? Ooh. Points are based on comments and reactions received, if applicable, your role in the group. Oh, wow. Louis G has 4,465 points in our group.
Is he the most?
I wonder if we can see all the group members. Hang on, let me fucking... I just got distracted then. Well, for the listeners, please listen to my episode with Mick. It's had some of the worst audio you're ever going to fucking experience.
Yeah, but cool.
He was great, and his book is awesome, and he's a fun, interesting... smart dude. Let me see if I can... Oh my God, he's got more points than I do.
There you go.
I'm just looking at who's banned from the group. Oh, you're good. You got 8,626 points.
Am I the top point scorer?
Like, I don't know how to filter by points, but I mean, that's a high number, isn't it? Luke Cooper, 5,600. Adam Shell, 6,500.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Very good.
I don't know who's Phil Sharp 3,000, Craig Maiden 2,500. Yeah, so you're the highest, I think.
Well, I'm there a lot.
Good on you. I need to lift my game. I thought I was pretty good, but apparently not. Right. Louis G, question two for Hendo in brackets, colon. How do you feel knowing that you'll never meet Logan's mum again?
Who says I won't meet Logan's mum again?
Well, it's looking less and less likely, isn't it?
Why would that be less likely?
Well, he'll probably go to IndyCar or something.
I'm planning on going to Indianapolis next year.
I bet you are now.
If I could replay that, that would be sick. Don't write that one off, me and right. Logan Sargent's mum.
You'll probably lock eyes from one side of Indianapolis, and she'll remember you. You'll remember her, and there'll be some music playing, and you know,
and we'll get a taxi.
Yeah. How about the first F1 race next year being Melbourne? We'll have potentially three Aussies and the debut for doing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it'd be good. Are we going to go?
We should definitely go. That'd be sick. We should so go.
I'm going to hit you up for a random like $3,000 and tickets. That's what you got to do, mate. It's just what it costs.
Fucking coffee business. It's not what it costs. What a lucrative dude. I don't know.
This is the brewing coach thing, mate. But I still go because I love it. So
yeah, fair enough. I'll try my best. All right, Luigi, last question. Since I'm in Italy at the moment, I mean, this guy's a man of mystery. Could be anywhere.
I hope he comes to the last party at the German club in Brisbane.
Or at least zooms in from some exotic location.
Somewhere, yeah.
Since I'm in Italy at the moment, new line question, what's your prediction for Monza - Gran Premio d'Italia this weekend? There we go.
It's an interesting one. It's a good question. Monza, very, very, very fast track.
Yeah. While you're talking, I'm going to look up the odds.
And I think that McLaren have gained all of their speed in the medium to slow corners, of which there aren't really any at Monza. So I think this might be a Red Bull weekend, except for Perez.
Yeah, you mean a Max Verstappen
weekend.
It's
going to be a Verstappen weekend.
Oh my God.
What?
That is wild. Have a guess. Okay. Have a guess how much Max Verstappen is paying to win this weekend.
Oh, it wouldn't be much.
Well, I could give it to you if you want. I'll give it to you, right?
Okay.
Okay, wait. Have a guess who the favorite is first to win.
Is it Lando again?
The favorite is Lando. Lando's paying $2.03, which means you basically put a dollar on, you get that dollar back and one more.
Yep.
Which, I mean, $2 basically means he's going to win, you know? Like, I mean, it's...
Mm-hmm.
Max Verstappen is second at $3.70, which is interesting in itself. Have a guess what Perez is paying to win.
Probably $20 or something.
$71.
No one loves him.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Other teammates. So Lando is $2.03, Oscar's $7, which is a pretty big gap. Leclerc and Sainz, $12, $15, pretty close. George Russell, Lewis Hamilton, exactly the same, $18. Isn't that wild? Yeah. $71.
Yeah,
Sergio,
yeah.
That is crazy.
That's madness.
Poor Sergio.
Absolute madness.
All right. I think that's us.
Well done. One more in the can.
We did a thing.
We should chat about the thing. I think there was an idea about the German club.
Yeah, let's do
it. I really like that idea.
I like that idea.
So we'll talk about dates maybe next week.
Well, we've got eight episodes to go. I'm going away in a couple of weeks for a holiday, but I'll probably still figure out how to do the podcast. Have you got eight to go?
Yeah, I'm in Japan in October. So technically, if we do a show every week, this is going to finish while I'm in Japan.
Yeah,
so probably what we should do is we should do the thing on the last week of September.
What was the date when you're in Japan? Mid-September.
I fly out on the 8th.
Right.
So we could feasibly do the first week of October. That might be a good idea.
Yeah, we could also have a break between the... We could just do it every week and have a break for the final.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Awesome.
We'll talk about it next week.
Sounds good. Love your work.
See you later.